Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, it's Victoria, CEO of Passionate Travel Incorporated. And I am so excited. Yes, I am so excited to be on the air today to talk to you about the best in family travel. So proud to be a part of the Home-Based Business 101 family. You know, I come to you every Monday at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to talk to you about travel. And yes, like I said, today we are talking about the best in family travel. And when you think about the time of the year we're in, you know, this is the time that a lot of families choose to plan their big vacation. Why not? Sometimes they have to plan the big vacation during this time because what else are you going to do with the kids? It's summertime, school is out, the children are home. Let's pack up and go on vacation. And today, I'm actually talking to you live from the park in New York City. Y'all know I love traveling the world. I've been a lot of different places. But when it comes to the summertime, I don't know, folks, I guess I'm biased. There's nothing better than summers in New York City. I love being outdoors, having the sun kiss my skin, watching the beautiful trees and flowers, and seeing the children play. As I'm talking to you right now, yes, right now, I'm watching the children playing in the park. They're on the swings, just having a good time. The parents are watching them. It's a hot day out here in the city, so the sprinklers are on. And whether you're a small kid or whether you're a big kid at heart like myself, you can run through those sprinklers and just have fun, cooling off from this. And they have benches, a lot of benches in the park, and they have tables out here. You know, you can actually go get yourself a very nice lunch from around the corner, from one of these little stores, and come and have a picnic in the park with your family and friends. That's what we're talking about, how to enjoy yourself with family, right? So now the thing is, I'm talking about the kids, but when we talk about family, it could be mom, dad, the children, grandma, grandpa, aunties, uncles. It could be extended family also. You know, it could be a family reunion. So when we talk about family, you know, that word extends to different types of family. But regardless of if it's just a mother and a child or a grandparent and a grandchild, it is awesome to take vacation together, because you learn so much about one another. And I'll never forget, it was a cruise I took with my daughter. We were on a Carnival cruise, and she was signing up for everything. She was signing up for the karaoke, for the cooking contest, for the dance contest, for all the different classes. And I'm looking, and I'm saying, who is that little girl on that stage singing like that? Who's that child up there dancing? Is that my daughter? No, that's not my daughter up there singing and dancing. Oh, folks, that's what happens. When you're on vacation, you get a chance to relax, to play together, to have fun. And in the process, you learn new things about each other that you might not have known before. And why? Because you're exposed to so many different activities. So you get a chance to see what everybody likes. And in order to plan a great vacation for the entire family, you better believe you need to have a lot of different activities. Because as we know, it's hard to get a group of people together who all want to like and appreciate the same thing. So if you have something like I mentioned, where we're talking about a cruise, or even one of these all-inclusive resorts where you have a large variety of activities, you have a better chance of planning a fun vacation for the family. So when I say fun, I'm talking about something that the majority of the people are going to enjoy, are going to like, and, you know, may want to return for. So when you think of cruises, I love cruises. Cruising is your ultimate all-inclusive vacation experience. And they are great for the family because there's something there for grandma and grandpa to do, something there for mom and dad, and definitely something for the kids. We love our family. There are those times when we need a little break from each other, right? So just because you're on vacation together, it does not mean that you're going to spend every waking moment of that vacation right up under each other. So for those parents that you have small children, and there are those times when you want to have adult time, adult family time, read behind the lines, folks, you know what I'm talking about. A lot of these cruise lines have free, that's right, I said it, they have free programs for your children, from the small infant, toddler, to the school age children, and yes, even your teenagers. So you can be on a cruise ship and bring your child to the daycare on the cruise ship. And you and your honey go explore the rest of the ship or just relax or go to the jacuzzi or get a massage, whatever you want to do, right? So they even have a lot of the cruise ships. They will have, they call it the teen camp, right? I know Carnival calls it Camp Carnival. So for all the different levels, and have you ever seen the little nightclub they have for the teenagers? Goodness. For age 13 and up, it is so adorable. A cute little dance club for your teen. And you don't have to worry, folks. You don't have to stress out because your children are going to have fun too. They have different arts and crafts. They have even little mini spas for the kids. I remember one time they had an ice cream social where the kids made their sundaes, and they even had the little spa with the manicure and pedicure that you can send your children to get while you're out in the adult lounge enjoying yourself. Imagine your teenagers dancing in the club while you're having your own private dance lesson. And the majority of these cruise ships, yes, they do offer these services for your children. And the beauty of it is it's included in the price of your trip. Yes. Yes. Woo-hoo. So for those people who are used to paying for a babysitter so that you can go on vacation, and then you can't really enjoy your vacation because part of the time you're worried about who's watching your children or if the children are safe and all that other stuff that you don't need to be worried about on vacation, take them with you. Yes. Pack them up, take them with you. And if you get lucky, well, let me not say if you get lucky. Let me change it around. Let me say if you plan right or if you call a certified travel specialist like myself, I will help you find one of those awesome cruises where
Kids get to sail free.
Yes, kids get to sail free. And why, folks, some of the parents are listening saying, oh, my goodness, is this for real? Is this the truth? Yes, it is for real. It is true. And you know why it's true? Because a lot of the cruise lines and a lot of these resorts have come to realize that the majority of people who are going to travel are also parents. And it's much better to offer a parent deals and discounts to help them get their children on these vacations. Much better to do that than to have somebody say, oh, I wish I could go, but I can't because I don't know what to do with the kids. So them deciding to give you these discounts actually benefits them. Because when your kids are on that ship with you, guess what? They may have gotten on for free, but they're going to see things that they want to buy and different excursions that they want to participate in. So they are not missing their money, definitely not. But the thing is, I don't want you to miss your fun. So definitely, folks, when you're thinking about family travel and you're traveling with children, you want to consider cruising. Because, like I said, they have free activities for your children, and you can find someone like myself that can help you get one of these cruises where kids travel free. Now, most of the ones where they allow the children to travel for free, it's children age 11 and under. So that's that consideration. And the best thing about it is you can either get a bunk bed accommodation for your children, or if you have somebody that can be in an adjoining cabin with the children, you might want to get a suite, right? It looks like a little mini apartment for your family. So it's a lot of different options, but when you're trying to decide, make sure you sit with somebody who knows you that can help you make that decision. Now, I'm talking a lot about the kids, but, you know, like we said earlier, you might be traveling with different generations of the same family. But whatever the case is, something like a cruise has multiple activities at different energy levels. Now, it doesn't have to vary because of age. You have some people who are older in age, but they got a whole lot of energy. And when you see them party, you be like, what? You can't believe it when you see it. But if you have, you know, grandma and grandpa that's coming, they have activities for people who have a lot of energy. And then they have more sedimentary activities. You might want to take a cooking class. You know, might want to play bingo. And it's not your normal church bingo, folks. It's that $500 starting out with the jackpot bingo I'm talking about. You have some people who might want to do the regular casino. There are a lot of Broadway shows. So whatever it is, you know, they have something for your thrill seekers, your adventure lovers. And then they have things for folks like me who sometimes we just want to kick back and relax. So bring everybody along who fits into that category. Now, I talk a lot about cruising because I just love cruising. You know, not everybody likes getting on the boat. I have to realize that, right? So for those folks who want to drive to the hotel or if you want to fly to the resort, same thing. You know, you want to pick a place that has a variety of activities. Now, let me tell you a secret, folks. You know, unless you're driving, a lot of these places within the States, they're just as expensive as if you got on a plane and went to Mexico or went to Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, or somewhere else in the Caribbean. So don't be afraid to plan that vacation that's a little further than you might have gone before, because that does not mean that you're going to get a high price, especially if you're traveling to someplace like Cancun or someplace like the Bahamas where you have several different options. You have hotels that are competing for your business. So lots of times you benefit because you're going to get a great rate. But when you're going to a resort and you're traveling with family, you want to go to an all-inclusive resort where your meals and your activities are included. Now, when you're looking for all-inclusive, remember, folks, each resort, you know, when they say all-inclusive, they don't all have that same definition of all-inclusive. So you really want to have somebody like me, that's a travel specialist, hint, 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 somebody like Victoria, travel specialist, certified, with experience. You want to have somebody like me to make sure that you're really getting a full all-inclusive package. Because sometimes when the resort says all-inclusive, what that means is breakfast is included. Now, you don't want to go there thinking that you're getting breakfast, lunch, and dinner and all the activities, and then you end up with this crazy bill, and it's like, what's happening here? No, we don't want that. So you want to get it all inclusive with all your meals and activities, because you don't want to have to sit there nickel and diming and trying to figure out, well, how much is breakfast going to cost, and you know, which restaurant should we eat in, because, you know, how am I going to get a savings off this meal or that meal? And nobody wants to have a vacation like that. You can't enjoy yourself like that. So you have to be worried about, if we do this activity today, will we be able to pay the bill when it's time to leave? That's not a vacation, people. That's nothing but extra headache and so you want to go to a nice resort where you have those activities and a full all-inclusive package. But even better, there are certain properties that you can go to that are all-inclusive that also have sister resorts. Yes, they call them sister resorts, and it's great for families, because what that means is you might pay to stay in one particular resort, but because they have two other neighboring properties that may not be too far from that particular resort, there's a shuttle that will take you from one resort to the next. So you'll pay to stay at one resort, but you may actually get to enjoy the activities and entertainment at three different resorts. Now, that's what I'm talking about. That is a vacation. Because for me personally, and when I plan for my customers, a great vacation is a vacation that gives you choices. Choices. Choices as to what type of food that's available to eat. Choices as to when and where you can eat. Choices as to the different types of activities you can participate in. So it's awesome to be able to stay at one and to be able to enjoy the activities at two or three, sometimes four different resorts. Now, if you're going to a resort or if you're going to a hotel, getting a suite, they have your junior suite and they have, you know, your deluxe suite. So in your suite, you may have a little kitchenette where you have at least the refrigerator with the microwave. Some of them have the stove top. Some of them have the complete stove with the oven. But when you're in a hotel that's offering you free breakfast, right, and you definitely want to get free breakfast and free Wi-Fi when you're traveling with the family, that is awesome because you get to eat. Everybody gets to eat what they want. and you take some food back to the room with you, and you have it in your refrigerator. And you can also shop at the local shops and bring your groceries inside your room. So you definitely want to do that so you can enjoy. And once again, that saves you money. And not only does it save you money, but it gives you a nice, a nice setting. Home away from home. You know, so they'll have your bedroom. So you might get a suite where you have two bedrooms with the doors that close. The most I've seen was three bedrooms. I haven't really seen the four-bedroom one, but imagine staying in a two-bedroom suite with your living room area, your large TV and your sofa, and a little sitting area with your desk for your computer in your living area. And then having another kitchen in your suite. So it's like having your home away from home for you and the family to enjoy. And a suite like the one I just mentioned is usually good for, let's say, 6 to 8 people, depending on how close you want to be with each other while you're on vacation. So that's another nice option when you're traveling with the family, is to get you a nice suite. So you might want to drive. There might be somebody in the family who loves to drive. And you may be one of those folks that wants to do the road trip, right? So you make sure everybody's packed comfortably, right? Make sure you have snacks for the kids. Make sure you stop at the rest stop so everybody can make it to the bathroom. And make sure you stay at an awesome hotel. You know, and you have hotels that have deals for families also. We mentioned earlier the cruise lines that will offer you, you know, kids for free deals. But they also have resorts and hotels that will offer the same. Now, some of the resorts and hotels will go as high as age 17. So where the cruise lines look at 11 and under for that free rate, some of the hotels and the resorts look at age 17 and under, which is a big help for those of you out there who have teenagers, right? If you can have teenagers stay with you for free and get free breakfast, wouldn't that help you and your family have a great vacation? That's what I'm talking about. Well, folks, we've been talking about having a great family vacation and the best of family travel. But the reality of it is, if you travel with your family every year, if you take several vacations, and especially if your family does a family reunion, you really need to consider having a travel program for your family. Yes. If you are the person who books the family reunion, if you are the person who arranges travel for your family, you really, really should consider having your own travel membership. And that way, that trip that you're going to take anyway is not only a great vacation, but it's an awesome way to get paid. Now, I don't mind getting that commission off that trip, because that commission when you're traveling with your family, but there's a part of me that feels like I have to let you know how to do it yourself. I'll give you the option. If you want to learn how to make money from your family vacation or your family reunion, call Victoria and ask me how. I can be reached at 347-658-8459. Once again, the number is 347-658-8459. because you can get paid off the travel that your family is going to do already. Why not get that money back in a commission check? And guess what? Use it for your next family getaway, right? Because I bet if you could save money and make money on travel, you'd travel more. So I'll be glad to show you how to do that. That's one of the things that we enjoy doing here at Passionate Travel Incorporated, teaching people how to have a happy, healthy, productive life through travel. And definitely being able to travel with your family helps to keep the family happy because you're spending time together, having valuable family time, getting to know one another, getting to play together, right? They say the family that prays together stays together. But guess what? If you're praying together and playing together, that's even better. You know, because we have so many responsibilities, so many daily stresses that we don't always have the time to really enjoy our children or enjoy our loved ones or our family. So we have to take the responsibility to create that time. That's right. Create that time. Make space in your life for family travel and enjoy the time that yes, I got excited out here talking about family travel. But yes, definitely. Thank you so much for tuning in to hear about the best in family travel. And once again, this is Victoria Falk, CEO of Passionate Travel Incorporated. Life is short. Live passionately. Make time to laugh, love, and enjoy the fun of things. Make time for your family, people. 347-658-8459. If you'd like more information about how you, too, can become a travel specialist or how you can earn money off your family vacation, feel free to call me. You can send me an email, victoriafalk777@gmail.com. We also have a little video you can watch about our parent company, 365 at www.passionatetravel.info. Keep it passionate. That's PASSIONATE. PassionateTravel.info. So, folks, definitely I love having this time with you. And please join with me next Monday as I share more about how you too can travel the world and have a happier, healthier, more productive life. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Bye-bye.